Classic Hits 4 in Carr with Perko on this Friday morning. How blessed are we in this neck of the woods? Seriously. I mean, our markets will be going tomorrow and, of course, Wednesday with the Greater Sunday Farmers Markets, local produce. And going back to where it all started with settlement here, the beef cattle industry and sugarcane. And we still have sugarcane growing close to the city and a lot of cattle still grazing the outer suburbs like Rural View and so on. So how about this small company that only started about 5 years ago that's now a finalist in an international competition? ProAgni is an Aussie ag tech company who've looked at kangaroos and the fact they don't pass methane and don't contain antibiotics to perhaps change the way we produce food on this planet. So whether you're sitting on a tractor at the moment or just cruising around the place, we'll come back in just a moment and talk to Lachlan Campbell, who's the CEO of ProAgni, about this amazing new idea. Lachlan Campbell is the CEO of ProAgni. Good morning, Lachlan. How are you this morning?
Morning, Dave. I'm well. How are you?
I'm great, because this is a terrific story about a young Australian startup company that have got through to become finalists in a prestigious competition called Food Bites put on by Rabobank. And I think the winners are announced next week.
Next week's the judging. It's an international pitching competition for startups.
Yep.
You put your hat in the ring. It's one of the most prestigious startup competitions in the world. So we started off with 340 contestants, and we're down to the last five in our category in the last 15 from the start of the competition. It's pretty cool.
Now, tell us about this company called ProAgni that you're the CEO of. It's only about 5 years old, isn't it?
Yeah. The genesis of ProAgni started with both kangaroos and some stranded science at the University of Queensland.
Before you go any further, I just want to repeat that, because we're talking about the coat of arms here, Lachlan. We're talking about kangaroos that's given you something that could change food in the world, I suppose.
Mate, they don't walk backwards. They're on the coat of arms.
That's right. That's what. Not an emu.
Not an emu. Just so we're clear on this, Dave, we haven't used kangaroos in this journey, but the kangaroos and the thinking around it's really cool. So yep. Kangaroos don't burp methane. They require less grass and less water to put on a kilo of red meat, and they do it all without antibiotics. And to put some numbers on that, kangaroos in a paddock like mine may take 5 kilos of grass to put on 1 kilo of red meat, while in the same paddock, sheep and cattle take around about 20 kilos of grass just to do the same thing. Sheep and cattle and kangaroos are what they call foregut fermenters. And we asked ourselves, well, what if sheep and cattle could mimic kangaroos? Mm. Out of that came this technology. Now, the technology is about trying to reduce methane emissions. It's trying to reduce resource use, and it's really trying to get antibiotics out of the feeding system. And we feed antibiotics in feedlots on a daily basis and at subclinical, subtherapeutic doses. So, you know, we run the risk of contributing to antimicrobial resistance around the world as well. So big ask, but we're well on the way.
So what's got you there is this concept that's come out of Australia that'll get you hopefully over the line. What happens if you win this next week?
Look, there's some cash prizes, I suppose. But really, the process of this Rabobank Food Bites pitching competition is to bring startups with innovation in ag tech and put them in front of funders and venture capitalists and potential strategic partners in the US who are always looking for the next new thing. And being corporates, it's just as easy to find their startups and find out what they've started or what they've already got going. And that's how we've gotten as far as we've got.
Well, congratulations, Lachlan, to this stage. I guess removing methane and taking antibiotics out of our products could, I guess, change food production around the world.
We hope so, Dave. I mean, the point about all this is making this change without it being an impost or a tax farmers.
Yep.
We can't create that change unless we make farmers more profitable in this journey with it.
Lachlan, thanks for joining us on 4MK this morning.
Take care, Dave. Thank you.